The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. And today we offer our youth program. It is entitled Bethlehem Behind the Scenes, written by Jory Pearson. And in between each of the scenes, we will have a song. And so we are expecting the congregation to help us with the carols in between each scene.
One, scene one, curtain rising, perform.
Long ago in the little town of Bethlehem, a miracle was about to happen. But as with all great stories, the journey was filled with unexpected twists and turns. Tonight we present the story of the first Christmas behind the scenes.
All right, everyone, places. We're staging an activity scene today. Let's make it memorable.
Ned, do you think this scarf makes me look more motherly?
Honestly, Gage, I think this beard makes me look more.
Mike, don't forget to cue the angels this time.
Right. We'll try to keep together, everyone. And cue the donkey.
Mary and Joseph traveled far and wide from Nazareth to Bethlehem, seeking shelter for the night. But there was no room for them in the inn.
I'm so glad we found this. Let's ask for a room.
Yes, Joseph, this will be just
fine. Sorry, no room in the inn. You'll have to find somewhere else.
Can someone please get that donkey under control?
Got it,
Mike.
This is going to be a long night.
And so in the humble stable, Mary and Joseph found shelter. It was there that the Savior of the world was born, and they named him Jesus.
Joseph, it's such a peaceful night.
Yes, our child is truly a blessing to God.
Looks like someone's eager to celebrate.
Sir, it's enough to have any entrance.
Well, at least it's working. Keep it going, everyone.
Suddenly a multitude of heavenly most appears, praising God and saying glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Where did I stand? Star? Upstage center. Angels trying to look more angelic.
From the east came wise men, following a star to find the newborn king. They brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
We have traveled far to see the newborn king.
Wait, the stables.
According to this thing, we should be. Oh, wait. You must have the wrong pair of husbandmen.
Can someone please guide the wise men to the right spot?
Got it.
Alright, come on, boys. Let's go.
Thank you.
And so in the humble stable, surrounded by shepherds, wise men, and angels, the Savior was born. The night would be remembered forever as the first Christmas.
Look, Joseph, our baby is surrounded by love.
This is truly a night to remember.
Merry Christmas.
And cut.
And that, kids, is how the first Christmas almost turned into a comedy show. But in the end, love and laughter made it a night to remember. We celebrate the birth of Jesus, who came to bring us all salvation.
Merry Christmas.
The second year that we've written our own Christmas program, and this year's program was written by one of our youth. So, Jory, if you will stand up. And thank you for all of the work that was put into this program. I know it always helps to brighten our season and get us ready to anticipate Christmas. So thank you once again. And at this time, let us confess our faith together using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As we prepare for Emmanuel, God with us, let us pray for all people and places that long for God's presence.
God, our uniter, increase communication and cooperation in our relationships with those of other traditions and religions. Root your church in the radical message of your incarnation and enable us to pursue your justice in the world. Lord, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
God, our Creator, we praise you for the beauty that surrounds us. Awaken in us a renewed sense of care for the wildlife in our community. Form us into faithful stewards of what you have made. Lord, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
God, our Sovereign, Mary proclaims a new way of life that lifts up the lowly and fills the hungry with good things. Nurture in local governments and municipalities a desire to care for all who are overlooked and ignored. Lord, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
God, our beacon, as the northern hemisphere begins its slow turn toward more daylight, remind us that even in the darkest nights, you are there. Comfort the lonely and bereaved. Hold closely the frightened, anxious, depressed, and ill. We pray especially for those who are on our prayer chain and those we name aloud or in the quietness of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy,
receive our prayer. God, our guide, shepherd the leadership of this congregation. Bless the council and staff in discerning future ministry and open their hearts to the voices of the community. Lord, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
God, our life, you remember the promises you have made to your people. In gratitude for those who have died, we praise you for their faithfulness throughout history. Lord, in your mercy,
receive our prayer.
Savior of the nations, come and receive these prayers and the pleas of our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share with one another a sign of that peace.